mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
One day closer
to, ride, she's trying to, hide it.
To the big guy being back in the 414.
3 days? All right, just for that, I just want to let you guys know something. Josh is turned softer than soft. I had a great topic I wanted to talk about that involves the Blammer. It would probably be a two-segmenter, and he ixnayed it. So we can move on.
The topic centers on self-coitus.
Coitus? Coin flip?
So I think I made the right decision.
I think so as well.
Yep.
No, 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 no. Don't jump the gun. We'll talk about it during break or when we go on Sirius Radio.
All right. Yeah, you know what, Chewy? I'll tell you what. The first day we're on Sirius XM, that'll be our first topic.
This would have got so
that's
much
the
traction,
deal.
Too.
Oh my goodness. That's the deal that I am going to make with you.
Do you think that folks back in Florida are excited about you coming to Wisconsin? Or do you think they're going to miss you down there?
Well, I'm going to say this. And it's kind of weird because I'm a big fan of it. There's too much drama down here right now.
Really?
And me and Angie are always smack dab in the middle of it.
See, that's the problem. You love drama.
I don't think I like the middle game.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You like being on the periphery of the drama. You enjoy watching the drama. Being in the drama is a completely different situation for you.
So we have a friend group. It probably goes, you know, there's circles. I always talk about the circles. But it probably goes 6, 8, 10 deep. We got this couple not getting along with this one. We have another one not getting along with this one. So I think everyone just kind of needs a timeout.
Wait, so but are you getting along with all of the couples?
All
and
of them.
Now all the couples and are coming to you guys and complaining about the other couples they don't like?
We are the glue.
Yeah.
We are the glue.
It's tough.
We're the glue because we like to entertain at our house here, and we don't want to exclude anyone. We want everyone here, but the problem is this one with this one and this one with this one. It's kind of fun, but it's a little exhausting. I think we need halftime is what we need. Do you guys have that back there?
Yeah.
I mean, do you?
With my spouse. You know.
Do you guys have halftime?
We need a 30, maybe a full. Yeah, I mean, you take a little, you're just like, hey, you go over there, I'll go over here, we'll reconvene at a later date or hour,
but
and then it seems to work out.
Jen, you got to get it from high school, because when our kids were in high school, same thing. Why is that kid playing? My kid's better than him. Oh, they just put him there because his dad's the coach here and that. Do you get that? Or were we the only ones?
Like you, my friend, I prefer to stay on the periphery of those conversations.
Okay. I mean, I like to stoke it. What's the thing that you poke the fire with?
A poker.
Fire poker.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better name for it.
That you poke the fire with, turns out.
Yeah, it's got the little hook and the sharp point. Yeah, it's just the poker, I think.
No.
I don't know if there's a more specific
There's got to be an
it.
English name to it because everything came from England.
Like an old English name?
Yeah.
I like how you ended up talking about pokers and Joshy nixed that other conversation earlier this morning. Good job, Chew.
It was good, though.
Did you find another name, Joshy?
Fire poker seems to be the actual name. You can buy them at Walmart, yep. Lowe's, Home Depot, Tracks. And they all say fire poker.
All right, so
what is it in Latin?
What the?
I'm looking for a nickname.
Fire poker in Latin?
So you're saying you're going to be the fire poker. You want to
yes.
be, because you like to poke, but you don't like to be in the flames.
Yeah.
He likes to stoke the flames a little bit.
Oh, stoker. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker.
That's a stroker.
That's something
Which
different.
Which brings us back to the start of the conversation
here.
See, subconsciously, you want to do it.
Yeah, but also, I like my job. And if I came home today and went, honey, I lost my job. Why? Well, because Chewy wanted to talk about this.
Inye spoke.
That would be tough.
Ooh,
excuse
what was
me?
That?
Inye spoke.
Inye spoke.
Inye spoke.
Inye spoke, Chew.
That is fire poker in Latin.
Is that Will?
No, that's
the
computer.
Inye spoke.
That's Google.
Yeah. What? Google will talk to you?
What the?
Yeah. For hard pronounced words.
Once again, reminding us just how little he knows of the internet.
I had no idea. I thought that was Will, producer.
We got a story coming up a little later in the show about AI. And did you see what KBN did with AI yesterday?
I was so mad at them.
You were mad at them for this?
Yeah. So the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust was funny. They did took Ben's voice, made him ask himself his own questions on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. And then they started seeing, well, could AI take our job? And what does it know about Brad Nortman? And they were amazed that AI is able to Google search and then aggregate things. Like, Brad was amazed that AI knew his takes. And I said, Brad, we tweet them out constantly. They are all over the internet. So all it's doing is combing the internet. It's like
so smart, though.
It's like
so smart of him to now know or recognize the depths of AI's capability.
I don't think it's any more impressive than just any research. It's Google.
Gabe, what's your Seinfeld level of concern of AI right now?
Oh, like, I'm freaking out. Like, yeah, I'm pretty convinced there's a 75% chance that the robots take me out. Yeah, like, I'm not going to die of natural causes. The robot revolution is going to take me out.
You think so? I mean, living the real Terminator would kind of be cool.
Not even a little.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Come on.
I'm good.
Nope.
I'm good.
Nope. Do you think right now there are robots living among us?
No.
What do you mean, no? Think about it for a second.
Like Westworld?
Yeah. Like, I walked by a robot yesterday and I just didn't know it.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And a robot was the supervisor taking deep thought out of
Lake
Michigan?
Seems like you understand the back end of the ignorance part of it, Joshy.
What about
No, I don't believe that, because even the ones, remember Elon Musk had that robot? Oh, it just turns out those were manned by low-paid people in foreign countries. So there is no automated machine that's sentient in the way that people believe.
I didn't say that someone can't be manning it from a remote location. I'm just saying, do you think you would know now if you walked past a robot?
Yes.
No, not humans, but animals, I bet they do. Because they clone sheep somewhere, right?
That's not a robot, that's a clone.
No, but they cloned it to look like a sheep, and then they put their AI in it.
To look like a sheep. Okay. Is it a robot sheep? I'm unclear.
I don't know how many sci-fi channels you have on your streaming service, Chew, but I think it's time you just go back to Seinfeld.
You guys don't know
you're
science
watching
like
too
like
much.
I know science.
You know science fiction is what you know.
I do know that very well.
Chewie, do you have to go to the gym today? Do you go to the gym every day?
Yeah.
Today?
5 days a week.
Will you go to the gym today?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
You want to hear the story? All right, so my...
You picked up on that, did you?
Yesterday. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Why were we talking about it? Oh, I forgot his name. So then, I guess I kind of took a shot at his body. I mean, he's the nicest guy in the world. And I say that because he may be listening, based upon our conversation yesterday. So I said, and it came from my one son, Nolan, who worked out. He's like, that dude has the biggest shoulders and the smallest biceps.
Immediately
you know,
blaming
Popeye's
someone
forearms
else.
Yeah, like,
no, that's smart.
Immediately.
That's smart. That's smart strategy.
So I go
here.
Into the gym.
This
I go into the gym.
Nolan?
I go into the gym, and this was the same day, yesterday. And he goes, hey, when are you going back to Wisconsin? But he's always dropping the who'd you play for again and stuff. So I didn't think there's a God's chance in green earth. Did I say that right?
Nope. Keep going.
Who cares? Yeah, that came out weird.
The God's chance in green earth. Huh?
So that's why I said what I said yesterday. So then he comes up to me, he goes, hey, when are you going back? He plays like I have no idea. And he goes, oh, I thought you were going to come back in October because I would have forgot your name. And I'm like, oh.
It's good pop. It's good pop.
Kaka. He listened. I'm like, and I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, subconsciously, I'm like, you just need to shut your mouth sometimes on the radio. You vomit too much and volunteer too much.
Wait, this
so
is
I
you.
Will
I just
see
want
him
to be
again.
Clear. I want to be clear. That is you talking to you there.
Yeah, yes.
Little self.
So
little self
how should I? How should I approach him today to get confirmation?
Well, I mean, the perfect line yesterday would have been, thanks for listening.
Correct.
Because there are closet listeners. I have guys that, oh, like, they're too proud to listen. You know, like, what station are you on again? And then they'll drop, like, oh, I love you Singers Hot Dogs. I'm like, you listen. Just say you listen. We don't get paid anymore if you listen. Just admit you listen. It's fine. It's kind of funny.
Do you guys have that experience? Because I do. Where people will drop things. I'm like, well, I've never said that anywhere other than the radio. So you wouldn't know that.
Gabe, your contention is I said thanks for listening, but then do I apologize?
No. I mean, I don't think you have anything to be sorry for. You were just, you know, assessing, you know, the man's body, and that's what it looks like to you. And, you know, you were using whatever his body type was for the mnemonic device in order to remember his name.
Gabe, acutely aware of Chewy coming back to Wisconsin next week.
Yeah. What was Chewy have to apologize for?
You know what? That's a good
for telling
point
the truth.
I don't know if I ever brought that up in conversation, so that might have been another clue.
Yeah. I mean, never apologize for telling the truth, Chewy.
He's a nice guy, really nice guy. Really, really nice guy.
I don't understand. What's with the closet listeners? What's with that? What's with people not wanting to admit that they listen to the show?
It's men that happen. I think there's some sort of pride.
They're too proud.
Yeah. Because I'll have people who tell me things like, oh, I hear it on occasion. And then they have like hyper specific and really detailed memories of things that occurred on the radio. And I'm like, well, so if you're listening on occasion, I don't know if you would have this much Jen Gabachui lore.
So are these like friends of yours?
Yes. Like, they're not like close friends, because close friends will just tell me they listen
thing.
Every day.
Yeah,
and they'll text me, and, you know, we say something funny, I'll get a reaction via text message. It's sort of the, not quite acquaintances, but friends, like, you know, the
friends
outer,
of friends,
yes,
that you run into like, two, three,
yeah,
four times
fairly
a year.
Fairly frequently.
You think they're afraid it's going to inflate your ego or something?
100%.
Really?
I think so, yeah. This is a party. Join the party.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Right?
Anytime someone tells me they listen to the show, I go, I'm so sorry.
But
I say thank you.
So are you? I tend to say thank you as well. Are people just evaluating Joshy and Chewy as two guys who already have big egos and they don't want to feed the ego more?
This is interesting. Because
I've never had this interaction where someone's just like tiptoeing around that, this is somebody on the radio.
The only thing I hear about Gabe is they think he would look much different than he is.
Yes.
That's what I hear about Gabe.
Yes. Yeah. I get that a lot. And especially now.
Jen, they say, she's naughty. She's naughty. She's really, really naughty.
Do all your friends have no teeth? Is that what's happening?
He does live in Florida.
Easy horror con. I know how many dentists are in horror con. I've Googled that before.
I'm just saying you live amongst the olds is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's another reason I gotta leave, because my blood pressure is just like boiling. The way they drive, the way they move, the way they act.
I think there's something that Chewy and I both have, that it's if we had something over you, we could use it against you in a way to humor ourselves, that people don't want that leg up.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I could see that, especially for you. Yes,
right.
I could see that.
Do you think people in our circles are concerned about us using their content on the radio?
Yes.
Yes.
They've listened to the show, they should be.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. As you remember, it caused a huge fight down here, one to which I still have not recovered.
Really?
Remember I told the people that you're not invited to the party and they showed up anyways?
Okay, but they had listened to the show and they had heard that they weren't invited?
No, like, friends have listened to the show and a lot of spies. A lot of spies. Thank you, Gabe. A lot of spies. But it's good. I love it. I love it.
I love this closet listeners concept. Hunter weighing in on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. He says, closet listeners think they're too highbrow, too good to admit they listen to your show.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. There's also that part of it.
So there's the ego involved of like inflating our egos of like, oh yeah, we listen to the show. And also we're too highbrow, too good to admit that they hang out with us in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we are too lowbrow. They are too highbrow is what they're trying to
do. Oh, yeah. I wasn't confused about that.
Yeah. It sounded the other way, and I said, I don't know if that's the case. Again,
why do you think I apologize to people when they tell me they listen? I'm like, hopefully you were entertained this morning. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got a ton of stuff to get to this morning. You know what? I got to pull up my list. I don't have my list in front of me, but we got a lot of stuff to get to this morning. Where is that list? See what I mean? This is why I apologize for the top-notch radio that we do here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Okay, we got the boat finally gone. They got the boat out yesterday, and just like Chewy anticipated, it only took...
12 hours.
12 hours to get the boat out of Bradford Beach. Also, the Packers, they are a primetime team. We're going to talk about that. George Pickens is on the move, and... AI. Scary. Scary stuff happening in the AI space, in the sports space. We'll talk about all of that and more coming up as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
Hot savings on your screaming Sicilian favorites. Just $4.99 at Festival Foods, May 7th through the 13th. So it starts today, runs through next week, where you can get screaming Sicilian original buttery stone fire crust, thin and crispy, or tavern style for just $4.99 each. I know I'm going to be swinging by Festival Foods. I'm going to have to stock up because my freezer right now, it's empty from screaming Sicilian, which makes me a little bit sad. It's nice to have that little comfort of, hey, I'm running a little late. I'm not going to have time to make dinner. Still want something that tastes great. And now you have these great options right now at Festival Foods. Original Screamin' Sicilian. Thin and crispy or tavern style. Just $4.99 right now at Festival Foods. You should stock up as well. Screamin' Sicilian. Taste what all the screaming is about.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but I'm with Gabe here. I think confident in my left hand here, just cupping right now, other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasted. Let me change your mind.
So big news, I don't know, over the last year or so, was that NBC had reacquired rights to the NBA, which meant that NBC, which for a very long time carried NBA rights and a lot of the games, people have a lot of memories watching these games on NBA, or on NBC rather, NBA on NBC, mostly because they remember Round Ball Rock, right? That was like the people's memory. When they first announced that this was happening, everybody was like, oh my gosh, Round Ball Rock is coming back. Give me a little sample of the Round Ball Rock, Gabe. Chewy, you got it?
Gabe, why is your mustache coming in quicker than your beard? That's kind of weird.
And I believe,
am I right though?
They have a little bit more update. I have no idea, Chew. Like if I had a legitimate answer to that, I don't know.
It's just the
okay. Well, because when I used to have,
oh my gosh, what are you doing?
When it was more stubbly instead of a longer beard, like the goatee, Chewy, was like so much darker than the like cheeks of the beard. So I don't know, okay. The mustache just is a little bit stronger and grows a little bit faster.
Okay.
If you're wondering if I sprinkled some miracle,
little housekeeping, back to Jen,
sprinkled some miracle grow on the mustache. No, I did not do that.
Thanks for clarifying, clearing that up. I'm sure there were a lot of people out there curious. Chewy just says whatever pops into his head, by the way. Like, he's like, did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds? Okay, so it says here that they are also going to bring back the iconic voice of Jim Fagan. Jim Fagan was used for all sorts of things back in the day when NBC had the NBA. The problem is, guys, this gentleman died in 2017, so you know what they're doing, right? AI. Just like on KBN yesterday, using Ben Bruss' voice to question or ask the questions, they are going to use AI to bring back Jim Fagan's voice. Go ahead, Joshy.
The NBA on NBC is back. See you this October for the NBA season tip-off.
Again, R.I.P. Jim Fagan.
He's been dead for 8 years.
I don't care. I'd rather have Madden doing the football games, and I'd rather have Keith Jackson doing college football games all day long. All day long, Gabe.
But they died, Chew. They're no longer with us.
So good.
Yeah, Keith they were Jackson, so good. And I'm wearing my Uke sweatshirt today. I'd love for Uke to still be doing games, Chew, but like time moves on. Like time marches forward. And the family apparently gave the blessing. So that is, I think, an important part of the story as well.
Are they paying the family?
I'm assuming they are.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So
you know
at least,
what that does? That increases the likelihood of the blessing.
Yes. I can't imagine that it was a cheap blessing. But like, give somebody else an opportunity for this. Yeah. Like, that's just kind of how... Like,
it's
Chewy,
just because you're too
Chewy.
Young, Gabe. You're too young. You haven't had... Like, who NFL games, who's your top? Top tier, best ever.
Madden
in
and Summerall.
So why wouldn't you want him to do Packers?
Because time marches
Vikings.
On, man. Like
I don't care.
Because I loved watching Brett Favre growing up. That's just not the way it works.
I don't know. Like, I would rather listen.
I do think it's important to draw the line between voiceover stuff like that is very possible with AI currently. To have Madden and Summerall doing a game with back and forth and realizing what's happening on the field and like that, we are way far away from because conversationally it's not going to work. A broadcast wouldn't sound that way. I like Gabe and like there's somebody has a voice similar to him. Somebody has a voice that would be great in that spot. What's the point other than just trying to tug at our nostalgia?
That's what it is.
And that's it.
Yeah,
like,
I think they saw the reaction that people had to Round Ball Rock, right? People were like, oh my goodness, this is so great. We all love that song. That was iconic. I have childhood memories watching the NBA on NBC and hearing that soundtrack to my youth. And they thought, well, what if we could crank it up a notch? What if we went from level 6 to level 8 by also bringing back a voice of that time period?
But you're not more likely to watch a game because the promo guy, right? Because voice is telling you to tune in to Celtics Thunder Thursday at 7?
Sounds like a good game.
At least give us the option. You know how, like, for the NCAA final game, you can listen pro this team or pro that team,
yeah,
right?
They used
They're
to do
announcers.
That, yes.
Hometown, homecast,
stuff
like that.
So give me the ability, Josh, and I think we're closer than you think when it comes to having it be smooth with Madden and Summerall. Because they'd be able to input all the games they've done and then somehow work it to the game at hand. Give me the option. If you want to listen to Brady and whoever Brady works with, that's fine. But if I want to listen to Madden in Summerall, give me a station where I can do that. I don't see what the harm is.
I'm inclined.
Because my guess is everyone my age would probably listen to Madden and Summerall.
I'm inclined to agree with Chew on this. I think we are closer to it than we think we are. I think that the technology is updating way faster than we can even comprehend. And I do think that if a network thought that they could draw more eyeballs, maybe a audience that has not been tuning in for whatever reason, by tapping into nostalgia, I'll tell you what, guys, they will. They will 1,000,000% try to make that happen if, in fact, they can bring more eyeballs to the table.
It's got to be more cost-effective. I don't know how much you would have to pay the families of Madden and Summerall to do that. You're already paying Tom Brady a boatload of dollars to do the game. Like,
I'm glad you mentioned cost-effective because that is the number one thing here. It's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper to pay this family after the fact and run this through AI. That's just a simple matter of the fact. You need less people recording. You need less people editing.
Which I hate, man. Like,
I hate every piece of this. And I think...
Why? Why?
I think
why?
The more...
I don't understand why.
Because Chewy, like, somebody else is talented enough to do these things. Like, we have a new generation coming up every year, and these jobs are, like, again, these opportunities are being taken away from other talented people, so
who
you
cares?
Can try to...
Gabe.
I do,
fans,
because I work
you know
in this industry.
You know how Celtics fans would love to listen to Johnny Most do a game today? Not 28-year-olds, but I guarantee 65-year-olds would be like, yes, please.
And I think, you're making, Joshy, is like, it's the conversation, it's the back and forth that would be compromised, but if you had a singular voice, this is right around the corner, by the way.
I think you guys are way overestimating the potential of that. To have what's happening live with new people and things that there's no static here. So a 37-yard catch for George Pickens, where he evades the defender, makes his way around, makes towards middle field, makes somebody miss. You're not going to be able to do that. There is no
modeling. I disagree with you, Josh.
You can disagree, but you're wrong. I'm sorry.
You don't think Max Smith?
No, fine. Again, like, that's just not where we are.
That's what I'm saying. It will be sooner than you think.
What is sooner than I think?
Hold on, Joshy.
What does it mean?
I watch ESPN, and they do the Toy Story game, and they are scanning the field for the actual action, and then they are putting it into the animation, and that is happening. Pop, 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 pop. We are not that far away. I would say within the next 10 years where you will be able to have AI announcers, play-by-play announcers, where they are scanning the action and it puts it into the computer and they are kicking out almost real-time reaction to what is happening on the field.
That's totally different than what it is when there are live people on the field committing things. You are running things that's already a computer process where things are being processed on the field and they have static. This isn't static. This is people acting on a field with things changing, things happening. When you have a computer model, you're able to then relay that back and forth. Unless the game is being played computerized and run through, it's not going to work the same.
You know what I'm talking about with the Toy Story animation
games, right? I fully
understand
it, and it's very different.
I know, but in all the games, you brought up a 37-yard catch and a couple of broken tackles. You don't think Madden and Summerall, with all the games they covered, there wasn't a 37-yard catch with breaking of tackles?
That exists. What I'm saying is when it's happening in real time, like, they're not going to just copy and paste him saying that in the past. They have to have it modeled, happening, what's happening there, and him in conversation speaking. Solo, I think it can work.
That's what
I
was saying.
If it's just Madden, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, because you can input all of the film all of the time of him calling similar plays, or heck, there are going to be times where he will have called the exact same play. Not the player name, but the same play in a game, and they'll be able to just do all of it. I just think it's all happening so quickly. The advancements, the evolution is happening so quickly. I think that Chewy is right. We are a decade away from an AI announcer, singular, because to your point, even conversation is going to be that next level of the evolution, but singularly calling what is happening on the field. And that's why I agree with Gabe and Josh on, I don't like this at all. I don't like that they're even dipping their toe in the pool or in the water of using AI to simulate a voice for the sake of nostalgia, Gabe.
Yeah, because again, like, you're taking away job opportunities from people that are coming up. Like someone, again, I'm wearing the Uke sweatshirt today, and I wanted to get into radio because I listened to Bob Uecker. And now I'm here, and if this continues to trend in this direction, like, anybody that, you know, listens to, you know, Brian Anderson now, who does such a great job on Brewers TV games, oh, sorry, you're not going to have the opportunity to pursue that because we're just going to use AI instead.
You told me you got into radio because of me.
Why the hell would I have gotten into radio? I watched
you
play football.
Radio?
Yeah. I grew up watching you play football.
The timeline doesn't work, man. The math ain't math.
Yeah, and if I was 6'5 and your size, yeah, I probably would have been a tight end and wanted to play football because of you, but 6'1 and not that big.
We started here around the same time. I called you by the wrong name on air. I still don't think that. Talk about AI. I don't think that guy exists.
What guy?
Okay,
Gabe,
so famously.
You know what I'm talking about.
So famously, when I first moved to Milwaukee, I produced one of I was producing shows, and I produced, at the time, it was the football show on Sundays with Chewy and Craig.
Yeah.
My last show, after doing it for 6 months, I'm sitting where Joshy is, Chewy's back is to me, and he makes a point and does the thing where he goes, right? But he goes, right, Zach? And Craig and I look at each other like, who the hell is Zach? He thought I was Zach Heilprin.
Which
A former teammate in Beaver Dam, now does a good job at Madison radio station.
Back to the AI thing. We're at a crossroads here, and there is a term that's been invented for this because there are AI. There's AI music. There's like AI articles and books being written, and it's called AI slop. It's called that because it's worse than the human generated process. And if we, as a society, sports fans, watchers, decide we are okay with a worse product because it's John Madden's voice or Bob Uecker's voice, then we are just fueling this. We are losing people jobs, and we are then consuming a worse off product because there is nothing that is going to be able to recreate human spontaneity.
100%.
and human and human conversational comedic timing. That kind of stuff is never going to, like, art is art, and you could say what we're doing is art form, lowbrow, or
Excuse
whatever.
Me?
Bob Uecker, an artist.
Wait, we got into art?
Bob Uecker's
that's
an artist.
That's what we did here?
And to be honest with you, Joshy, what I think is driving this is two things. One, you have guys like a Vin Scully. You have guys like a Bob Uecker, who will always be seen as Mount Rushmore of their craft. And it might take these newer broadcasters a little bit longer, the Brian Andersons, to get to that level of prestige. And what is happening is there's an impatience. They don't want to wait for Brian Anderson to get to Bob Uecker status, so they say, we'll just tap into Uecker. I just Googled to see how close we are to AI calling games. While fully replacing human sports announcers is still a few years away, we are seeing the increased use of AI in sports broadcasting. And to your point, slop. ESPN is using AI to generate text recaps of games. This allows for quicker and more efficient production of content and can be used to highlight key moments and analysis. That means that there is no sports writer writing the recap of whatever game you watched last night, Pacers, Cavs. It is, here's what happened, take the box score, and my kid plays for Homestead Baseball, right? As soon as that game goes final, AI has generated a recap. It drops their names in, says how many RBI they had, how many strikeouts they had, blah, 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 and puts it in a... Now, is it as good as if a journalist, a talented reporter wrote it? Not even a little bit. But for a lot of people, it gets the job done. Because they see their kid's name in print, and if you didn't get to the game and you didn't watch the game cast, you at least have a recap sitting there. And again, I don't love it, but I'm saying that's where we are.
I think the gamer's fine. Because the gamer is, in and of itself, sort of a lost thing where, like, if anybody's doing it, they're largely, like, just writing what happened. There's no real information. Like, an article Jason Wilde writes isn't going to be AI-able. That isn't something that's going to happen.
You know what's crazy is my daughter and her roommate are back here from Ohio State because they just finished up last week. In college, they have to run their papers that they write through an AI meter to make sure AI didn't write it, which is crazy.
There's men getting busted for cards to their significant others that are clearly AI'd.
Oh, no.
And the women can realize you don't write nor talk like this. And obviously you didn't take any time to do, which, like, if you're doing that, what are we doing? What are you saving yourself time on?
By the card.
You still have to write it,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Well, yeah, you just handwrite the copy.
Yeah, it's just like when you copied the science packet.
That's bad advice
in high school.
Don't do that.
That's good to know. Thanks, Joshy.
Helping you out a few days before Mother's Day.
Remember, the only one that would maybe remember is just, all we had were Cliff Notes. Remember Cliff Notes?
Yes, love Cliff Notes.
We were going by, and that was our form of cheating without reading.
Yeah,
what
you had
we were
to hide the
read.
Book, right? Because it had that bright, like that austacious yellow and black checkered cover.
I never knew those were printed.
Oh, yeah, you could buy them at a bookstore, and you'd rip the cover off immediately because it just told on you, right? It was the brightest, most, like, glaring cover ever. And it
Did
was
they
like,
sell those at, like, Barnes & Noble?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Back
it was like, it looked like police tape. Yeah. It looked like police tape. So good.
I remember I thought I was changing the world when I was able to pull it up on my cell phone in high school, Cliff Notes, because you usually, like, we didn't really have mobile devices at that time, so you basically had to print Cliff Notes off and then bring it with you and keep it, like, in your folder to have that handy.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We went way over the clock, but I think a really interesting conversation, and I think a lot of people are going to be coming to grips with as this AI revolution continues to evolve. NBC is using an AI voice for promos of a gentleman who is well known but has passed in 2017.
Didn't they do this with Costas, NBC, for the Olympics? I think they used AI for his voice, or he did, like, recaps, and it wasn't actually him. And the question at the time was, well, why doesn't he just do it since he's alive?
He seems like somebody who would be anti that as well.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up.
I don't know. I think you get to a certain point and you go, can the AI do it? Fine by me. Do I still get paid? Fine by me. There is no confirmed evidence from official sources that NBC used AI technology to replicate or emulate Costas's voice. But there certainly was conversation about it. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Stick around.
Do want to tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm scheduling for them to come to my house, take a look at my windows, take a look at the doors, see if there's anything that me and my wife can upgrade in our house. But there's no better time to upgrade your windows or doors than right now. Because Pella is offering up to 6 years. That's right. 6 years, 0% financing. So set up that free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. And trust me, the customizations they have seemingly endless after you go out to their showroom in Brookfield. Then you get 0% financing up to 6 years. Certain restrictions apply. Deal ends May 31st, 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today. And when you visit Pella, tell them that Gabe Neitzel sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But, Ernie.
You don't know how to.
Ernie,
do it, and I don't know does how to it
ever?
It, so
it, yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Trashman weighing in saying, Joshy is basically saying that the natural emotions will be absent over the course of the game.
I mean, if you listen to Summerall, I don't know if the dude had emotions.
That actually is something that DJ in the Saw wrote to us. They can actually do Summerall with how simple his play-by-play call was. Love,
mean.
Read, touchdown. As for the color analyst, if the AI can do its own Google search, I could easily find and report stuff about Rodgers going down to South America to do ayahuasca or whatever the storyline is. That's interesting. If that's how they programmed the analyst, the analysis and the analyst always gives me a hard time. My brain's like, which is it? Which is it? Oh, you messed up.
Well, and then you shortchange it and you got a whole wrong word there.
And then Chewy's going to bring up what he wanted to talk about earlier, and it's just a whole...
It's really what I was trying to do there, Chew.
Do you think you could do one live commentator and one AI commentator?
Well, and that's the other thing I was going to tell you, Chew, is like ESPN, and again, this all goes back to cost efficiency, but ESPN caught flack a few years back when they started doing what they call REMI broadcasts, which are where the game is going on location. Mm-hmm. But the broadcasters are not. And Gabe, you have actually called games.
Oh, yeah.
Remy style, mm-hmm, for the Bucks and whatnot, where you are looking at a monitor calling games so that you don't have to fly to wherever the game is taking place. How does that work for you?
I mean, it's a lot different than being in the arena, feeling the emotions of everything that's happening. When I was doing those games for the Bucks, talented engineering team to make it sound like the number of people that I got texts from, like, oh man, you, if I didn't know that you were in Milwaukee, like, I would have never been able to tell. So luckily we had some talented people, but it's tough because, again, when you're at the game, you feel the emotions of the crowd and the energy in the building. And that's the tough part that's going to be really hard to replicate, I think, for anyone. Like, you know, and I guess it's a little different from like guys like Madden and Summerall, who, especially Summerall, who was pretty level. But somebody like Gus Johnson, who really gets excited, or Chris Fowler, who gets a little bit more excitable during his calls during college football, I think those are tougher to kind of replicate. You know, okay, here's how now, because this is going to be a big play, the voice inflection gets to this point instead of a little bit flatter.
So what are you looking at, Gabe, when you're doing that? Just the TV copy,
yeah,
of it?
We had the TV copy. So it was just
that's
like,
gotta be hard,
do you just
though,
get it direct?
You miss so much.
Yeah, we get the direct. I mean, there were only a couple of times where like a replay was being shown and we missed a shot on one end. Yeah. So you just kind of
not to be
tap dance around
not
it.
To inflate our guy's ego. It's also there's a talent with it. Because if you remember during COVID when they first started doing it, it was pretty sloppy for those people who were remote. Like, you could tell they weren't there because they were missing things and not seeing things. And, like, you kind of just got to coach yourself. Do we want to listen at all to some of the Ben Brust AI questions
he
asked?
I want to hear this.
In which city would you find the Colosseum? In which city would you find the Colosseum?
So that they were asking, in which city would you find the Colosseum? And he was struggling to get it to pronounce it. Now, other of them just sound exactly like Ben Brust.
They sound just like
him. That's scary.
What U.S. state is known as the Beehive State?
So, like, there's, like, weird little things you can catch in it.
Yeah.
But it's
in
still
Greek mythology,
his
who turned
voice.
Everything he touched into gold. What is the longest running Broadway show of all time?
I mean, and honestly,
which U.S. state has the most lakes?
The AI not being able to pronounce a word, I feel like tracks for Ben.
Well, and that's something else that Ron and the Key weighed in on. He was talking about how, I'm just looking for it. We are underestimating just how patterned human speech is. Chewy is going to say the words, am I right, at least 10 more times today. Now, his point is like, you can pick up speech patterns from people, and I'm not saying that that is Ben's speech pattern, but you put enough input in, and the more input you put in, the more accurate it's going to be. I don't know how much input Alex Stroph gave AI of Ben Bruss' voice, but that is dang close. That is eerily similar. Yeah. Is it not, Chewy? If I had played that for you, would you have known it was AI?
Just because it seems a little fast.
Sure.
Doesn't it seem a little faster than normal?
Yeah, I would agree with
that. Joshy, play a couple more. What else you got?
What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu?
Okay, that's how Ben would pronounce Machu Picchu, to be honest.
But it's just like,
in which city would you find the Colosseum?
Colosseum is wild to me because Alex Stroph also said on the show yesterday he had to input it phonetically and it still came up that way.
Who developed the theory of general relativity?
That was normal. Yeah. Like,
there's a... Like a guy like, no, I believe he took like basically Ben recording some commercials and got his voice to replicate that. The replication part, I don't think is really any challenge because, I mean, that's exactly Ben Brust.
Are you smarter than Ben Brust in 3, 2, 1?
It's the natural conversational effect. And the thing is, and why I mentioned AI slop is they're going to be able to do it. They already can. They definitely can make some representation of what's happening. It's just... Are you going to be discerning enough or care enough to be like, yeah, it's John Madden's voice, but it kind of sucks?
Well, I will tell you this then, as we continue to talk about kind of voices being used as AI, they are already using this technology to scam the hell out of people.
Oh, yeah.
They are using your voice. They are making fake calls. They are calling your relatives and saying, hey, Grandma, it's Jen. Could you send me $500? My car broke down on the side of the road and I don't have any debit card. Like whatever it is, right? That story fell apart very quickly.
I believe that story is like, you pulled an exact one though. Like that happened. Like I'm pretty sure I remember reading of an exact story where, hey, I need help, Grandma. And, you know, a 9-year-old grandma who's on a cell phone. It's easier to then translate that as to like, yeah, it sounds weird, but she's in distress.
Is AI good enough, though, to change the story for Jen? Not the car broke down, but she ran out of gas.
Oh, now we're getting interested.
I mean, to be honest with you, there is enough evidence.
That's
of
what
that.
I'm saying.
I've told that story enough times publicly that AI probably knows that if Jen had car trouble, it's because she ran out of gas. Like, I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud of the fact that AI would have enough evidence to do that.
You're not ashamed enough either, if we're being completely honest.
It's also true. It's also true.
Because it hasn't stopped happening.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Perfect time to take a break as they turn the spotlight on me. Got to do a read before we take a break, guys. And live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It is all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores right now.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
No, I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I love being a storyteller for ESPN. What I don't love are some of the stories I've had to tell on ESPN. A lot of them about suicide and people who are struggling with their mental health. It's a big reason why I have partnered with BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we're trying to encourage everyone to take care of their well-being and break the stigma surrounding getting help for your mental health. The world is better when people are healthy and happy. Mental health awareness is growing, but guys, there's still progress to be made. 26% of Americans who participated in a recent survey say they have avoided seeking mental health support due to fear of judgment. Let's stop that. speak to personal experience and talk about how there are people in all of our lives who have dealt with struggles, challenges, insecurities, whatever it may be. The folks over at BetterHelp want you to know that there is help around every single corner. BetterHelp.com/timeout will get you 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/timeout gets you 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. And guys, it means that BetterHelp is just at your fingertips. You call and you talk to therapists who are experienced in all of these things that people deal with. It is fully online, it is affordable, it is convenient, and it is currently serving more than 5 million people worldwide. You can easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost if the person you are speaking to isn't working for you. It's BetterHelp.com/timeout, 10% off your first month, BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/timeout.